Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the 987th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. This is another episode of Let's Talk About It. Tonight, right this second, y'all, I got me, Mom, Janice Hudson, and myself, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. We got Chappie. Now, when I tell you we got Chappie to the point where if she come in like a storm, y'all, just sometimes understand that that's what Let's Talk About It is all about, being able to just finally make it sit at the table, put it all on the table, and have some understanding about what's going on. So what I would like you to do before we get started is I would like you to invite everyone that you know, everybody in your phone, everybody that you come in contact with in the course of a day that you've already talked about Let's Talk About It and Purpose Kingdom Network, please tell them to call in live. The number is 319-527-6091, and make sure you tell them to press 1 so they can join in. So now tonight we're sitting at the table, and for those of you who this is your first time with Purpose Kingdom Network, I'd like to say welcome to the kingdom. And if this is your first time at the table, let's talk about it. I just say sit back, enjoy, and come on, get on the move. Let your people know that this is about to go down. We are about to start some stuff. What we've been doing at Let's Talk About It is we have been the catalyst of change. We have been the people that have started. We'll have the conversation and then watch mainstream take it all the way to the whole next level, to the point where they are now partitioning for people to be in love groups and things of that nature. So, Mima, are you out there with me?
Yeah, I'm with
all
you,
right.
Baby. I'm with you.
We're going to hold this thing down until Chap shows up. And when Chap shows up, just say, Chap, let us in. Let us know you're in. That's all we're going to do. What I will do is I will tell the enemy. I like how Chappie does it because she puts it all into this nice thing and just lets you know, God keep the enemy at bay enough so that somebody can hear what we want, trying to say and want to be saved and all that. What I'm going to tell you right now is don't let the enemy do it. Don't be played by the enemy, because that's exactly how it works. Don't let it happen, because it can be anything. It will be anything. He will use anything, anybody,
any
situation that he can to take your mind off of what we're talking about for this 1 hour and trust and believe. If you don't believe that he has that power, try him. And then before you know it, you'd be caught up watching what happened across the street with the man and the dog because they was making too much noise and you done got all the way lost and you don't know what we were talking about today at the table. So tomorrow when you at the water table, we be looking at you talking about, well, what happened at Let's Talk About It, and you don't even know because you got caught up. you know what I mean? So what I would say is don't get caught up tonight. Check this, grab this. Find out what you need out of this. Take what you can. If not, pass the rest of it on and just make sure that it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. For the last couple of weeks, we've been in the elevator. Now, if you're just joining, what happened in the elevator the first time when we got to the elevator, we realized that we need to go to the 60th floor. But it looked like the elevator was completely out of order. So because the elevator was out of order, we had to figure out how we was going to get up to the next part of it, because being out of order said that we was going to have to take the chair. We was going to have to take the stairs. But to take the stairs meant that we was really going to have to climb. So me mom had explained to us that what we need to do is we need to find somebody that is going to be able to help us get this thing fixed. Chap told us that it was the carpenter. Simple as that. She says some people need to go find a carpenter so that they can make sure that their shaft is at least equipped enough to go all the way to the top. So once we figured out what the carpenter was and we figured out how to get completely whole to the point that we can actually get the machine to go all the way to the top, then we started moving. And then we realized that in the move that we were making, that people was coming on and then we was getting to capacity, and then we had to look and reevaluate who we was with. And we had to look at this stuff and say, okay, are these the people that's going to the next section with me, or do I have to let some people off? Or maybe it's me that has to get off. There was a lot of things that have been happening within the last couple of times we've been sitting at this table. So what I thought was, before we even go further, there are some people out there that still really believe that in the situations that they're in, they really feel as though they are stuck. Now, in one moment, you might have felt that you didn't have all that it took to do whatever it was that you wanted to do. And then in the other token, you realize that you do have all that you have to do, but now you don't have the resources to really do it or the know-how to do it. So you can look at all different types of situations, but then run into the same situation because when you realize that you've done the same thing for more than 30, 40 days, you turn around and you might not want to admit it. But you realize that you're stuck.
Yes.
So me, Mom, sitting right here where we are, for anybody that's out there that has been going through the situations with us, has been working on their elevator, has been getting it to do what it needs to do, and then realize now they're on it, got all their stuff on it, got everything that they had riding on it, and now they're stuck. What do they do? You tell them what do you do, me mom?
Well, like I said before, what you do when you're stuck, how you try to find your way out, you know, you go in, look for the carpenter, see where the carpenter is, so let the carpenter know that you're stuck, you know. But once you find your carpenter, don't stand still right there, you know. Don't stand on the bottom looking up. You know, just try to find out how to get off this elevator. And the way that you can get off this elevator is to call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Ask him to give you the strength, the knowledge, and the understanding how to get off this elevator. You know, walk to the next level or walk around on the side, you know. But, you know, prayer helps everything, you know. You get prayer and you get some knowledge and you get an understanding. So God is always, always, always just a prayer away. So just do some praying and get some type of understanding, you know, how to create your way off this here elevator. Or find your way off this here elevator. Or find your way from being stuck in this here situation. This is not... You know, this elevator is not very hard. You know, it's not hard to get an understanding. You know.
Why not? Listen, I understand because you sound like me. Because when I'm looking at it, and there's a lot of times people are stuck and they don't even realize that really they're stuck is a good way of. A lot of times people think that stuck is a bad thing. And what I've realized in my stuck is that sometimes it's not really a bad stuck. It's just that the things that I always thought were the normal things and my convenient things and things that I got real, you know, real comfortable with, I realized that was exactly what they were. They were things that I was comfortable with, and it was allowing me to be stuck because I got comfortable with where I was. And at the end of the day, I didn't want to step out and do anything different because what's the point of doing something different when you can stay where you are and know exactly what's going on with where you are? You know, that's like a relationship. Like, I know a lot of people that are in bad relationships but won't go on to the next relationship because they still remember what happened in the bad relationship. And because of what happened in the bad relationship, they have now made themselves not be able to be available for the next relationship. So then they might look up at it and then they realize, oh, my God, I feel like I'm stuck.
That's right.
and then
this is not Gilligan's Island, you know. You know, Gilligan's Island, they got stuck on that island and couldn't find their way off, you know, and kept evaporating around the same island, you know, and going and getting the same coconut, you know. But all they had to do was get some type of understanding, you know. Don't get too comfortable in where you're at, you know. So basically, if you get too comfortable, you're going to be at that standstill. You're going to continue sitting on that elevator, you know. So come on. Don't get stuck like Gilligan on his island.
And he was on the island with a lot of people. How about that? He was on the island with a lot of people, but everybody had their own individual of what they were. But if you ever watched Gilligan's Island, they were always really, really close to getting off the island. But something always happened right at the end to allow them to still be able to be stuck. So it was like there was a reason why they must have been stuck on that island, you know. It's kind of funny because sometimes that's exactly how it works. And when you realize that you are stuck, it's not too much that you can do, you know, for yourself to figure it out. But then a lot of people look at it, like I said, like they look at it as a bad thing. Other people look at it like that is the moment where you're actually getting rooted. You're being crushed. You know, you're being refined, as some would say. You know, the hard press. You know, the hard press is how you know, like if you can withstand the hard press, you come out refined, you know, you come out glossy, you come out shiny, you come out on top. So the same struggle, the same stuck that you are can also be looked at as it's a place that has been keeping you away from all of the other things that are moving and maybe not moving in the right direction, but it has allowed you not to get caught up in the rip current of what everybody else is going through because you being stuck. Has at least got you sitting in a place where you are actually out of harm's way. You might be stuck.
Amen.
But you might be, you're like out of harm's way. If you're out there tonight and you are joining us and you're just joining in, you are sitting at the table with myself and Janice Mima Hudson, and we are sitting here talking about, well, we are at the Let's Talk About It table. And what we did so far was we were just recapping about how we've been on the elevator and how we've been stuck. And if you are experiencing a stuck situation, sometimes we let you know that, you know, sometimes it's good to just be in the stuck and give up. That's a lot of things that a lot of people don't like to do, because once you're stuck, it's like you feel like you are in overhaul. You got to figure it out. You got to understand how you can get unstuck. You don't really understand why you're stuck or how you got to be stuck. So now your brain is in overdrive because now you're like, I got to get unstuck. I got to figure this out. I can't believe that I allow myself to be stuck. And it's like God is just waiting for you to take like 2 seconds and just realize that you're all the way stuck. Mm-hmm. You can't do it without him.
Can't do it without him.
The second you realize that I am stuck and I need help, he'll be sitting right there waiting on you. Like, God, it took you forever.
You
know?
Yeah, you need the spirit. That's it. You need the spirit to get you to press forward. But your effort is with Jesus, you know? So, in order to get unstuck, put your effort in Jesus to move forward, you know. So moving forward meaning just keep pressing on and try not to stay stuck. You know, like Sister Adrian said, that sometimes it may be a good thing to be stuck, you know, but don't be stuck for so long, you know. But just when you stay stuck, don't go into a revolving situation, you know. Don't allow your stuckness to become a revolving door. So you go in, and then you come out, then you go in, you keep going around and around and around and keep finding yourself in the same place. So in order to move out of that place, you have to just ask Jesus, you know, ask for help. You know, how you walk out and you see somebody and you're lost, you say, do you know what Broad Street is? Because I've been walking this way and that way for a long time, you know. So just like you walk up to men and ask a strange man how to get to your destination, kneel down, bow to Jesus, and ask Jesus how to get to him, how to get where he needs you to be at or where you need to be at in him. Amen?
Amen. Now, you know you hit on something there because...
Oh, yeah. You know I know that. Don't you know I know that?
You hit on something there because you know how many
Come
people...
Come on, Adrian. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
Look,
it. Just...
Do you know how many people will literally walk around lost, not knowing which way to go, and not having enough... I don't even know what to call that they don't have to do with. But do you know they won't ask for the help? Like, you know how easy it was if you said that when you don't know, can you show me how to get to Broad Street? Can you point me to Broad Street? Can you, you know? We live in a world and a society right now. It's like, first of all, the person that's lost is so scared and petrified that they're lost. And if they're not in the right neighborhood, now they're scared that they don't want somebody else to know that they in the neighborhood, that they don't know where they're going.
Amen.
And, you know what I mean? Now, I can't go and just ask any old body for directions.
Amen.
Because now I'm scared that they're not going to really give me directions. They're going to actually direct me to this alley back here so that their friends can come and do whatever they want to do with me. You know, like, as if you watch the right TV shows, you know. Look, if you watch the right TV shows, you know the reactions of the people that you're going to come in contact with. So I believe
Amen.
That you know, I believe that you are what you watch. So, look, you are what you watch. If you sit around all day and you watch the court shows, you're going to be in court trying to sue somebody, trying to figure out who's right, who's wrong. If you sit and watch another channel, look, if you sit and watch the forensics of life and the criminal minds of things, you'll at least be sitting there trying to figure out the next time you see somebody crazy do something crazy, you'll understand, okay, let me get away from this crazy because this crazy looked like the crazy that was going to come shoot up the building. Oh, okay. So that, you know what I mean? I'm being all the way honest. We are sitting at this table. Let's keep it all the way real. Because if you know if you ain't right, you can't get the right help. And it's just that simple. Like, we sit and talk about Christ. Listen, we sit and talk about Christ because we know that we can call on him at any given time because we know that we talk to him all day long. There are many people out here that are watching us and trying to figure out where is Christ at in our lives. And so because they can't see it in our lives, they really don't know how he lines up with their own lives. You know,
Amen.
And
it kind of
brought me to the topic of tonight because I don't even want to say it was a topic, but it was a quote that came across that it stuck out to me because I said, wow, this is sums up where we are right now in the world. Because in the quote basically said he broke it basically down just to say that, you know, everybody is entitled to their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is not entitled to the fact. You know, your opinion is your opinion, and you might feel some type of way because that is how you feel. But at the end of the day, it might not have anything to do with the fact that the fact is the fact. I understand how you might feel, but the fact of the matter is the fact. Maybe I'm confusing. So let me break it down a little bit more. Look, let me give you another scenario. We are at the bank. Now, the man comes in, and he looks like he can rob the place, all right? Now, I'm not really sure what it looks like to be able to look like you can rob the place, But in 2019, we have put stigmas on things and people and say, oh, no, he looked like he could rob it. Mm-hmm. Now, in my life, the way that the Bible is set up, you know that the man that looked like he can rob it is probably the one that owns it. That's the way it's really set up. But we don't look at it like that.
That's where we go wrong. That's where a lot of us go wrong at too, you know, basically. Don't mean to cut you off, Sister Aiden. But that's where a lot of us go wrong at. We look at each other and judge each other, you know, but if you're in Christ and you know Christ, you know, he give you a discernment, you know, cause, a discernment and, you know, well, some people would take it and call it instinct, or some people would call it feeling, you know. So when you feel something is not right, you got to step back and you got to look, you know. So if I'm in a situation and I feel as though this situation don't look good, or this surroundings don't look good, I'm gonna step back, and I'm gonna step behind the person, and I'm gonna look, and I'm gonna watch, and I'm gonna see what he's doing and who he's watching or she's watching, you know. So if it come up and I see this person looking, tilt the head or wink eye or something like that, I know to get the heck out of there, you know. But God give us that discernment. And if you're a God-fearing person, and if you know Christ the way that you're supposed to know him, or if you know Christ the way I know him, you know, you're going to get that discernment, you know, because we all have a discernment, but sometimes we just don't listen to it. That's just like being stuck on that elevator. We don't listen to what's going on, or we don't watch our surroundings the way we're supposed to, you know. But once we get that feeling and you know something feel wrong, hey, just like I said, like God, like the Bible said, come up from under, it don't mean you no good. So step away from it if it seems to be fearful. Amen?
Amen. Because you got to be, and I like how you said it, though, it's the discernment. Because for anyone that doesn't understand, let's break it down to the point where you just got to pay attention. You got to pay attention, and you also got to be able to feel it. So that's why always good to have an ongoing relationship with God. That way you know when you hear the voice, you know when you're supposed to get up and go to the store, you know you're supposed to get up and grab your keys and go home. You know, like if you sit and listen to people have conversations, you can talk about everything that they were about to do, and then something happened and they felt like something, and then they went to the other side of the door, and then when they went to the other side of the door, the bullets came through, and they shot up the place right where she was standing. But you had just moved, and now you was on the other side of the door, so you are unscathed, not even bruised, not even battered or torn. But yet, when you walk past the place where you were just standing, you realize that the bullets came all to right where you were. You know, some people look at that and be like, oh, girl, that was lucky. I can't believe that. Such and such and such and such. And I just look and I try to figure out, well, what is it that you can't see your blessing in this? Like, child, you an angel. Go back and figure it out right now. What was you doing? Where were you at? Because whatever you were doing in that moment might say that you need to go back and get it back. Because the devil thought he was going to take you out in that moment. And God has stepped in and did something else and encamped his angels around you. Because one thing for sure, two things for certain, it does say that he take care of fools and babies. So you can go in and act around if you want to act like you not listening, or you don't know who's got, you know, you don't know who is holding your anchor. You don't know where you've actually been rooted from. Those people that are walking around here completely discombobulated right now, and they are completely discombobulated, and I mean they are completely discombobulated. And if you're out there and you know people that I'm talking about right now that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and they still out on the streets, they still getting high, they still doing the silly stuff that they doing, there is no other way but to look at it and say that God has their hands on their lives. Why? Because you do not just keep doing dumb thing, abusive thing, and continue to still walk this life and wake up every day without taking advantage of the fact that God is giving it to you to do it again better the next day.
Amen. Amen.
And what we know as believers, look, what we now need to do as believers is we need to start asking them people, what are you doing? We need to start asking them like Jesus asked the man, well, do you want to be healed? How long are you going to lay right here? Like, how long are you going to say that nobody is here to push you in the water? Nobody is here to help you roll in the water. And what God is saying is, son, you could fall into this water. That's how close you are to it. All you got to do is rock, and you're going to fall into this water. But there's so many of us that are just so stuck on the fact that, now, look, if you say it, the way that it goes in the quote says that everybody is entitled to their opinion.
Yes. To know Jesus, to know God.
Opinion.
We walk in his namesake, we walk in his namesake, not in ours. And God we trust, not in money, you know? So we have to know Jesus. We have to know God through Jesus, you know? So just keep on keeping on, you know? Keep trusting in Jesus, and God will show you the way, you know? So just do what you do and let it all come through, you know? Because if we keep walking in our own understanding, then we're going to be messed up, you know? So get out of your own understanding, you know? Like Sister Agent said, basically, we all have opinions, you know? So our opinions are our opinions, but our understanding is our understanding. So whatever I understand don't mean Sister Agent's going to understand it, you know? So basically, just be mindful of what the next person feels, you know? So we have to be respectful to what somebody else's opinion is, you know? So, okay, I don't like what you said, but that's your opinion. So I'm going to go on and just listen to what you say. I'm not going to just jump off the boat. Oh, no. I'm just going to get in and try to understand where you're coming from, you know? But your opinion is yours and mine is mine, you know? But my understanding is always going to be where I want it to be. Amen?
Right. And that is the truth, and that's what people have to understand. So now, because this is how we're going to do it, and this is how we plan on doing it, the question now is, who's going to give? So almost like when we were on the elevator, and we were trying to figure out who was going to get off the elevator, or who was causing, you know, the weight to get heavier on the elevator. And when you look to evaluate it and reevaluate it and assess the situation, it might be you that's getting up.
Amen.
You know, it might be you that has to separate yourself from all of it so that you can see, you know, that is how you understand it. That is how you took it. But now let's try to understand it from the opposite point of view. And I know that was probably foreign to somebody, but you really don't understand the situation in its entirety until you can understand and feel both sides of it.
Amen.
Like we have a situation now where there's people that are living so, they are just living so like impoverished lives. And then there are other people that wouldn't even imagine or couldn't imagine living in that manner, you know? Like, I have a woman that lives outside in my block. Like, she stays outside. Everything she does is outside. When she goes to get shelter, she goes into a car, and that's her shelter. If it's really, really cold, she uses the car and has it running so that the heat is running, you know? Like, but she's been out there. I've been here for at least a year, and she's been there every day, not missing a day, You know how many people drive faster and don't understand what the situation is, and they always have something smart or funny to say. But yet, they never take the extra time to just think, what put her out there? Or what's keeping her out there? You know, could it be that she doesn't want to deal with people and the way that people are and the way that people have these ideas of different things, you know, and they might not be right, but we make these, we take these, you know, we make these opinions, like we formulate these opinions and then we make them facts. And that's not how it is, because your opinion is just what it is. It's your opinion. But there is a fact to a matter that might be, you know, like you might not want to speak to the people. You might not want to talk to anybody that you come in contact with. But the mm-hmm. fact of the matter is you need to speak to each other. We need to do this. You might not want to do it, but we need to do it. You know, we have to get out of the, oh, it's just me and my family, and I'm only worried about mine and how we can do better. And it's no longer the mindset needs to be changed. Speaking of that, let's take it back. Look, let's take it back. Me, Mom, can we take it back right now? Because I said mindset.
Yeah, we can take it back.
And what I would like to take back this week is the mindsets of our people, all people, human beings. Take the mindsets back so that we can think like human beings. We can think like people. We can think like the fact that no one can do anything wrong in God's eyes. Take that mindset back. Like you are not any better or any worse than anyone else that you come in contact with. There is no greater in the sight of God. When you were less than, that was the point of Christ. That was the point of the blood. That was the point of the sacrifice for those of us who fall short, for those situations that leave a sting in our, you know, a sting on us, or a bad taste in our mouth. Like, all of these things that have been made to throw us completely off of our mark are all a part of the sacrifice. If you understand what God did, if you understand how much he loved us in order to do what he did, and he's still doing it every day. Why? Because I wake up, you wake up, Mima gets up. The people that you probably can't stand the most, guess what they're doing? They're getting up.
Getting up.
Everyone is getting up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you're not getting up, then that says that the best thing that you should have did was you should have lived it to the fullest, because the day that you don't get up, that's the day that it's done.
Amen.
And then now all your work has been have to show for you. So if you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're not going to do it today because you're tired now, so you're going to do it in the morning, or you're not going to do it tomorrow, you know, you do it in the morning, but then you start doing it in the morning, then you get caught up doing something else, then you realize you ain't did it what you was going to do yesterday, you didn't do it in the morning, now it's in the afternoon. Now when you go to actually do it again, something else comes up, and now you still ain't did what you was supposed to do yesterday, that you was supposed to do this morning, that you didn't do this afternoon. Now it's easy.
Okay.
Now, before you know it, you're about to make dinner and stuff, and then the phone ring, and before you know it, you ain't did nothing about what you were supposed to do yesterday, what you said you was going to do in the morning. Then you miss it for the afternoon. Now it's the evening time, and now what you going to say? You're going to get on the phone with your girlfriend and say, oh, girl, I ain't even do it. Well, I'll do it in the morning. Look, I'll do it in the morning. How many days? How many times you going to do it? But in our world, that means that it's okay, because we thought about it, and it's my opinion. I'm not going to procrastinate all the time. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow might be too late. It might be too late tomorrow, you know? That's a song. Tomorrow might be too late, you know? That's it. My take back is, and God's words to your ears, there's no misunderstanding. So with that being said, I'm taking back our understanding Christ, understanding his word, understanding what he has done and what he's going to do and what he's continuing doing for us right now. So that's my take back on it all. Take back an understanding biblically. Amen.
Amen. And we definitely need an understanding, and I'm with you on that, because guess what? Do you know that, I just said this to somebody the other day, that the greatest story ever told, it was like in the 60s or the 50s when it was told. Do you know that this story has never been retold? But it was the greatest story ever told.
Go ahead. Tell them about it. Tell me the greatest story. Tell them. You know.
So now they say there is the greatest story ever told, but it's only been told once, and that was in the 50s, right? This is the greatest story ever told. They never retold the story again. They never retold this story again, but yet it's the same story, because it's the same story that's saving us every day of our lives. But it's the greatest story ever told that they never retold. They never retold it. They done kept everything where they wanted it to be. They done repeated everything that they wanted to repeat. They done gave us everything again the same way that they gave it to us 20 years ago. And we are all good for all of these things. But there is a story.
Tell me this story. Tell it.
The greatest story ever told, and it has never been told since. I know that they say I come up with some of the stuff, and you know I am big on the fact that when we was young, I remember we was hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray. Plymouth Rock didn't land on us. Didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
That greatest story? Tell them the story.
The greatest story ever told. It was about a man who came and walked this earth. He did it for 33 years, and they showed you how he walked it, how he talked it, how he did what he did, the way that he did, with whom that he did it with. I mean, to the point where when I sat there and watched the greatest story ever told, I said, wow, it even had the point where they had the Mary Magdalene part in it, where it was like, oh, my God, we going to stone her and everything. And he said, well, whoever had the first sin cast the first stone. Like, this is the story, y'all, and I know that people have heard pieces of it. You have been, you've heard little pieces of it. All of them is in there. It is the greatest story ever told.
Wow.
Never told again.
Yes.
Never to be told again.
Amen.
It really behooves me, because
hallelujah,
the name of it tells you that this is a story that need to be told over and over and over and over, because it's the greatest story ever told. But look at what we did with the greatest story that was ever told, that we know is the greatest story ever told, because this is the story of our lives. This is the story of our Savior. This is the story that everyone needs to know. Why? Because it is the greatest story ever told, and ain't nobody ever tell it again. That should make you question, what is in this story? What is in this man? Saving grace in this man. When I tell you that, like Mima just said, if you can understand what is going on, it will all come full circle immediately. Because the second that you understand, the same way that we told the enemy that he had to sit down so that we could have this conversation, because someone out there tonight is going through hell in high water. and don't realize that God is sitting right there with you, that close, wherever you are right now. If you're listening and you're on the air right with us, or if you're listening to this later in a bark in an archive, trust me when I tell you, wherever you are right now, and that's how you feel, and you feel like you're by yourself, you feel like you're stuck, you feel like there is nothing else that you can possibly do, because you have tried everything. You have given it your all. You have done any and everything possible to make this thing work for you. The second you realize that you are finished, it becomes the greatest story ever told for you.
Yes. Listen,
when I tell you,
it's all about him. It's about him. It's about Jesus. That's it. It's all about Jesus.
The most important thing that you'll ever know. And it's so funny how now in 2019, it just seems like it is one of the furthest conversations that we have right now. Matter of fact, shout out to the young lady who asked me the other day, was I a Christian?
Wow.
I said, excuse me? But I didn't like the way she asked me anyway. She said, are you a Christian? What would you mean by that? I had to sit up because I need to know, what do you mean by that? Because it's 2019 now. So now it's like, you know, you got to maybe defend yourself a little bit, because at the end of the day, it's like represent your clique. You know what I mean? I'm representing mine real, real well. We tell you what it is. I tell you whose team I'm on. I tell you where I'm playing at. And I tell you we already won this thing. So my thing is, where you at? Whose team is you on? Because I already know what we're doing. Do you? That's the question. Do you? I know what happened in the greatest story ever told, but do you? And if you don't, that's okay. That's why there's Google. And guess what you should do? You should say, okay, Siri, or okay, Google. You should ask them about the greatest story ever told and hear what the computer has to say about this story. Because what we have to remember is that no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, God is always in control. Remember, he knew what was going to happen before it even happened, because he knows how it's over before it even finished, before it even starts.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know this going in, it takes a little of the anxiety off of it, because you realize that you really don't have that much control over it. Your best thing is just to prepare yourself. Look, prepare yourself, practice as much as you can, and just be ready on that day, because you never know when your day is going to be, that's why you always need to be ready. That's why I said,
always need to be ready.
Be ever ready, right? Because you don't know where it's going to come from. You don't know what it's going to look like. You don't know how it's going to try to get you. But you just know that you can stand strong and affirm that, guess what? No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
We are more than
conquerors.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So that right there is not for me right now. That right there might have been for me an hour ago, but guess what? You should have got me before I started this thing. You should have hit me at 8:45.
Jesus.
You understand? Because now you have lost it. Now you might have to wait until tomorrow. And guess what? When you wake up tomorrow because you didn't do the thing that you were supposed to do today that you want to do tomorrow morning, and then you realize that tomorrow morning and already went by and now it's tomorrow afternoon, and you realize that now you got to do something else before you did the thing that you were supposed to do yesterday that you didn't do in the morning.
And you did all this stuff,
but you never did the thing that you were supposed to do 2-3 days ago because you said you was going to do it the next day when you woke up.
Well, let's tell them the truth then, Sister Agent. Let's tell them the truth, you know. We're not, tomorrow's not promised to us. We all are born in sin, but we will learn in faith and learn in rebirth, which leads to salvation. Let's tell them the truth, Sister Asia.
And I like how she said it. No, she said you tell them the truth, because at the end of the day, you can be where you are, and you can be wrong as let out.
That's right. More not promised to me, more promises you or them.
Right. So therefore, you got to ask for forgiveness. You got to look at
Amen.
It. You got to know what you're
right
looking at.
There.
Right. You got to repent from it. You got to let it go. You got to give it up. Like I say, give up the ghost. The kids say it. Well, I don't know if they say it now, but I'll tell you in a second. Give up the ghost. Because when you give up the ghost, that's when you allow God to be able to come in. But you got to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be honest with yourself. You got to look clean. You got to come clean. You got to open yourself straight down the middle and say, God, it's me. I'm the sinner. I have sinned. And I know that I come needing your help. But I believe in the blood. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the sacrifice. I know that through the sacrifice, it makes me clean. I know through the sacrifice that bad situation that I'm in can be turned around for good. Through Christ, I know that the sadness that I'm harboring over the loss of my loved one is not going to last forever. And I know that my joy will come in the morning.
Amen.
I heard yesterday that it might not come next morning. It might not come this morning. But it will come in the morning. Trust and believe, you won't be down there that long without a morning. Because God renews mercy every morning. You get a new shot every day. So if you are out there and you do not have a relationship with God to the point where you don't understand the love that he had for you to come and actually be birthed and wrapped his body, wrapped himself in flesh, in blood, to walk and talk and teach and be in the existence of the number of the kingdom of humanity, and then to die for our sins, die for those sins that were committed, die for those sins that have not yet been committed. That's a heck of a death.
Amen. Yeah.
Just for me alone, just for my sins alone, that's a heck of a death. So just imagine everybody that you know and all their sins, that's even more of a death. But then he did it for every single one of us. For generation
Amen.
After generation after generation after generation. And it all started because of a man who actually just followed the law as much as he could. He was never perfect. There was no perfect man. But everyone
mm-hmm.
just tried more and more and more and more and more like God. If you're out there tonight and this is your first time ever asking God to come into your life, just say this simple prayer. Father God, I'm asking you to come into my life, a sinner. And I'm asking you to order my steps and help me, lead me, guide me, so that I can make this thing right for you to tell someone else about how good you were to me, God. I thank you. I love you. Stay with me, God. Protect me and my family and my friends. Keep us close. Keep us loving. And keep us teaching and keep us learning and help us with our understanding. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say amen.
Amen.
Right now, because we are in the transition of one to the next, I'm going to ask Brother Rob if he can come on and give us the announcement. And then that way we can come back and we can close out for this session of Let's Talk About It.
Announcement.
Brother Rob.
Yes, and if you are listening, this is a Product Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for joining us for tonight's episode. We thank you so much, whether you're calling online or via phone. We thank you so much for your listenership, and we have so much appreciation for you, the listener, and we thank you so much. If you want to comment or send comments, questions, or concerns, you know what, before I go into that, let me just let everyone know, if you have found your salvation here in tonight's episode, you know, we suggest you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that nurture in the word of Christ. And if you can't find that here or there, you can come to us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where we'll be glad to be your church home without walls. And we thank you so much. And one of the numbers that we have a new hotline number where you can call us directly. We can talk to one of us, or you can just leave a voice message and we'll respond to you. And that phone number to call in is 267-730-5361. And once again, that phone number is 267-730-5361. Whether you're listening to, you know, to us live or via broadcast or Blog Talk, that number is available for you to call us anytime, and we'll respond to you in a timely manner. We thank you so much for using the hotline number if you choose to do so, and we thank you so much. If you want to contact us via email, you can contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We greatly appreciate that. And also, you know, if you miss our very own Pastor Toy Daly, you can, her next appearance for where she's going to be preaching is going to be on Sunday, September 8th at 11:30 a.m. at New Salem Baptist Church at 1721 North Crawley Street in Philadelphia, PA. And that zip code is 19120. And once again, that time is going to be September 8th at 11:30 a.m. All Purpose Kingdom Network hosts are welcome, and also you, the listener, if you want to come listen to that live sermon that she's going to deliver, and it's going to be at New Salem Baptist Church at 1721 North Crawley Street in Philadelphia, PA, 19120. And also, we like to invite you to like us on Facebook. We can hear our upcoming episodes, and you can see our advertisements for our shows this forthcoming, and we update that daily, and we thank you so much. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We just, you know, like to invite you to join us tomorrow evening with God's Will and God's Blessing at the 9 p.m. hour, and we're going to be having One Touch Transformations with Minister Arthenius Jackson. Once again, with God's Will and God's Blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformation with Minister Arthenius Jackson. We thank you so much. And like I said, once again, if you want to hear any of our past and previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for doing so, no matter where you're at in the world. We thank you so much. And with that being said, I'm going to hand the program over back over to Sister Janice and Sister Adrian, and the show's back in your hands.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. Let me see. I would say, well, we definitely thank you very much for the announcement. We definitely want to tell all of you, if you are in the Philadelphia area, you definitely don't want to miss the opportunity to actually hear Chappie, like, live in the pulpit, bringing forth a word in a Sunday service. If you're not a church person, if you haven't been to church, then maybe this is the one that you might want to come out to. It's fun because a lot of people don't do church anymore. But understand that we are the actual church. However, something about touching and agreeing with some folks. They say that when two or three are gathered in my name, my, and
amen.
New Salem, New Salem is actually the place where Brother Bernard, our very own minister, Bernard Marrow, is from. So he actually preaches there. So that should be a really, really good time. And it's the morning service, so we'll be able to enjoy in the Sunday morning worship. Mima. You want to give him something to close us out, because we are around and around that corner. It's getting
Amen.
To be about
Amen.
Nine. So
yeah,
if you would
give him a little something
tonight.
I give him a little food for thought, you know. Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
heard the song. Who was that? The song with Lord help me, Jesus. Dionne Warwick, Patti LaBelle. And,
okay.
It's another one of them. It said, "Keep smiling."
Oh, that's
keep
what
singing.
Friends are for.
That's what
friends
are for. But
yeah.
Guess what, guys? Keep smiling, keep praying, and keep looking up to the sky, because that's what Christ is for.
Oh, oh, oh.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Wait a minute. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what Christ is for. Yeah, for the good times and the bad times, He'll be by your side
forevermore.
Yeah, I like it. Purpose Kingdom Network is coming to a theater near you. We're going to be in
Amen.
The studio in a minute. We're going to put that on it, because I like that. That's what Christ is for. That's on it.
Amen.
If somebody hear it, if y'all hear it, call us up, call the new number, and let us know. Leave a message and let us know.
That's
you done heard that was Christ for. I like that.
For the good times and the
like
bad
that.
Times, He'll be by your side forevermore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what Christ is for. Amen, everybody.
Amen. I know Brother Rob probably sitting there with a smile on his face right now, because he they want to sing a song. But that one right there, I like that. I like that. How about that? We just got all these songs going on.
Amen. Amen.
Children are the future. Time to bring all that kind of stuff back, because right now it's funny, because you never
yeah.
really pay attention to that kind of stuff. You know, those were all of the things that we were listening to. That's the stuff that was entertaining to us, and it was like
yes.
it was so
yes.
far removed for the time at that time. But for right
yes.
now, it would be so needed. People come back like, oh my God, I can't understand it. It was so on point. I like that. That's what Christ is
Amen.
For. All right, y'all. We see you in another week. But keep your heads up and keep strong and keep smiling and keep shining. And just know that that is what Christ
no,
is
well,
for.
Amen. That's what He's for. Amen, everybody.
Amen.
Have a good night. Love you.
Good night.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.